101.7. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you come on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion as we face the issues each and every day. Let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphones, so that we can entertain your question, comment, dialogue, and discussion on the issue of the day. Let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. We do not make decisions and comments in relationship to where we stand based on some denominational dogma or philosophical rhetoric or political ideology, but based on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. I call it the truth book. John 8:31-32, the Lord Jesus says, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." And further, a declaration is made in John 17:17, "Thy word is truth." It's the truth of the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that endures forever, according to Psalms 117 and verse 2. So may I commend truth to you each and every day on this broadcast. It was the secularist George Orwell that made a statement in his dystopian novel entitled 1984. Orwell said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more we'll hate those who speak it." We find that to be precisely true today. There's a disdain for truth, a revulsion for truth, a rejection of truth, a refusal to hear truth in society today, generally speaking. I understand there's a few pockets of those that are still looking for truth, truth theologically, doctrinally, biblically, truth academically, militarily, truth socially and economically, looking for truth in relationship to what is happening politically. There are few of those. And it's our desire each and every day on this broadcast to point in that direction so that we'll know how to make decisions and choices in the society in which we're living in. The further a society drifts from the truth, the more we'll hate those who speak it. Has become true today, if I may say that. Ladies and gentlemen, the problem, one of the problems, not the total problem, will not be the resolution of the problem, but based on the latest survey, some 55% of the millennials, that's 18 to 35-year-old age group, say that each person determines their own version of truth. Therein lies the problem, ladies and gentlemen. This is the reason the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint made a profound statement. DeMint said, "What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in the Christian churches," end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, with the new revelations that's coming out that validates that we conservatives, we as Christians, we as patriots, we're not just thinking some conspiracy theory and talking about the origin of COVID. We're not thinking about some conspiracy theory when we said that it arrived from the Wuhan, China lab. It was not a conspiracy theory to say that, Dr. Anthony Fauci was the promulgator of it. It's all now coming forth as being true. And so I pray that we continue to peel that onion. That's a good example, though, of what was considered a conspiracy theory, what was considered a lie, but is now being revealed to be true. And that is exactly what we need to search for today is truth. This is the reason I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus made a powerful statement that I believe is impactful and necessary and warranted today. He says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, and tell the truth, live the truth, defend the truth even to death. And that's my challenge to us each and every day on this broadcast. We need to seek the truth, listen to the truth. By the way, if you're seeking the truth, you go to the book that is truth. That is the Word of God. Listen, in everything that takes place in America and around the globe, God's Word gives us the answer as to how we should respond. We need to look at the world's events, local, state, national, international, through the prism of the Word of God. What does God's Word say? Faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And that is our position today. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment leadership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. Tools for Time's knowledgeable staff can answer your questions in relationship to the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a gigantic flagpole, 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the U.S. flag, flowing 24/7. Find the flag in the base of the flagpole, ladies and gentlemen. You'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions: house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the issue that we want to discuss today is one that's kind of nebulous in a sense, because we do not have a firm answer, but we can go back to the scripture and find the direction that it is headed in. And that is the question today, ladies and gentlemen. Will the church in America survive? Will the church in America survive? Ladies and gentlemen, we are looking at a new religion today. It's displacing all of the religions. The new religion today is where you're not looking to God, but looking to government. It is called wokeism. We need to understand that there is a answer in the scripture that tells us where we're going in our great nation and around the globe. It is found in 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter, and the 1st verse. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed, that is, giving attention, giving strength to, and embracing seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, means demons, ladies and gentlemen. And then in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7 and following, we find that there's a great falling away, just as we find here. And the day that we're living in, there's a major falling away from the house of God, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Today, we're witnessing that very serious, rapid decline in our Christian churches. The Barna Report of almost a year ago, the Barna Report said that about 60,000 churches in America would close in approximately 18 months across our nation. One out of five would close. Said there was about 300,000 churches. One out of five would be about 60,000 churches. And I know of churches across the state of Florida. I know of churches in many other states today, ladies and gentlemen, that are closing, and much of it is equated to the COVID lockdowns that most pastors bowed to, adhered to, with no questions asked. The government says lock down, close down, shut your churches. They did. As a result of that, multitudes of so-called professing Christians today determined that they can just worship sitting on the side of their couch, or sitting on the bed, sipping their coffee, or something else, perhaps, ladies and gentlemen. But you can't worship sitting on the side of the bed or in your easy chair. Worship is a corporate, collective approach to honoring God. And the scripture is very, very clear that we're not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. And yet we find that taking place, and it's because of the wokeism mindset that says that that's okay today. Perhaps it'd be ideal for me to just give you a little understanding of wokeism. It's a subject that multitudes hear. We talk about a woke culture. What is wokeism? I'm looking at a massive article. I'll just touch on it for our edification. Wokeism is the title, America's Official State Religion. The Christian religion has been unquestionably the most powerful, consequential, and benevolent force in all of human history. Nothing else has come close. Yet today in America, long the most Christian nations on earth, a new religion has somehow become the country's de facto official religion. This article reads, mind you, this new faith is not like a religion, nor is it cult-like. It is a complete and total life religion, influencing every aspect of the believer's existence. And it is right now being forcibly imposed on the entire American population by virtually every major societal institution, from government, media, big tech, academia, from preschool to grad school, the entertainment and sports industry, and perhaps most surprising of all, by most of the nation's biggest and wealthiest businesses. This new state religion overtaking the United States of America and increasingly much of the Western and formerly Christian world is called wokeism. And this new wokeism consequently is manifesting in a very dramatic way. From the nationwide Antifa and Black Lives Matter, race riots, decimated countless major cities during the summer of 2020, to the tearing down of historic monuments, not just the George Washington and Thomas Jefferson, but those that owned slaves, because those that owned slaves, but of Abraham Lincoln who freed the slaves. Further in the article it says, from rampant reverse discrimination in employment, college admission, and every other area of life, to Disney producers gleefully boasting on camera how they secretly injected queerness into children's programming, to the U.S. military imposing mandatory diversity training and transgender pronouns to be used on all personnel, causing recruitment that is in the military to disastrously plummet. From top colleges and professional athletic associations, permitting and encouraging biological men to compete in the women's athletics, essentially destroying women's sports, to incarcerating men who claim that they're women in women's prisons, resulting unsurprisingly in a major increase after an epidemic of rape in those correctional institutions. Ladies and gentlemen, further in the article, it's about a 10-page article. So Stanford University anti-American wokeness. Drop the phrase beating a dead horse because it normalizes violence against animals. Another portion of the article. Today's young Americans, American Marxists, they're useful idiots to the global elite. A wake-up call regarding socialism's profound hatred of the Western order in America today. And I could go on and on, ladies and gentlemen. Suffice it to say, wokeism seems to have infected every aspect, every area of academia, military, big tech, social media, government, through the Biden administration, with every governmental agency, every branch of government today is woke. Now, it's not talking about you're waking up in the morning and you're woke, you're awakened. That's not what it said at all. It is, as that writer, this particular writer called it, wokeism is America's official state religion. Ladies and gentlemen, that's where we stand in America today. That's what's taking place in relationship to every aspect of life. And it is destroying the local New Testament church. It's destroying the warp and the woof that is the very fabric of our great nation. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. If you'd like to join in the dialogue discussion, ask your question. Do you believe wokeism is a new religion? Do you believe wokeism is attacking the fundamental foundation of our great nation today? Do you believe wokeism is something that we need to be concerned about, or should we just shrug our shoulders and not be concerned about it? In Proverbs 29 and verse 2, The Bible says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, we're in a state of mourning as a nation. We're in a state of mourning as a result of what we see taking place in our nation today. We're in a state of mourning because of those that are in charge. And in Proverbs 14:34, the scripture says, righteousness, that is rightness before God, honoring God with morals and ethics and values, exalted, that means to lift up, to glorify, to honor a nation. But sin is a reproach to any people. Reproach means dishonor, disgrace, and insult. We're living in a state of disgrace and insult today, ladies and gentlemen, because of the religion of wokeism. Wokeism is destroying our military, it's destroying our schools, it's destroying our churches, it's destroying the medical endeavor, it's destroying every aspect of life today. So my question is, will the church be able to survive in America? You could just do a little fundamental footnote to that. Can America survive if we continue going down this journey today of what we're calling wokeism? Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the speeding up of the falling away, the apostasy that's spoken of in the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. That falling away first started and was influenced by and triggered by and put on the fast track by churches being willing to submit to government's orders to shut the church down. Do you realize, and perhaps you recall, churches were even warned, ticketed, fined, if they had songbooks in the church, if they had singing in the church. And yet Walmarts, the big box stores, the liquor stores, the houses of prostitution, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, were still allowed to remain open. You go back and look at history in the past 3 years, and you understand where we are today, why we're where we are today, and where we're going in the future as a result of it. The underlying issue today, ladies and gentlemen, the woke religion, as one writer put it, wokeism, let me quote, America's official religion. Unlike Christianity, according to wokeism theology, the original sin was not Adam and Eve's disobedience to God in the Garden of Eden, but it was the white male heterosexual Christian supremacist abusing and exploiting black people, and this supposed to be the ongoing sinfulness that comprises today's racism. It is systemic, as they call it. This is evidenced by, this writer says, this is evidenced by white privilege, which condemns all conservative Christians and patriots. So what are some of the visible evidences of wokeism, ladies and gentlemen? But perhaps you'd like to put in your two cents worth. What are the evidences of wokeism today? And I've just considered a few of them for the talking points today as we think on that subject. First of all, ladies and gentlemen, the military is now woke. And as a result of their wokeism, the recruiting is down to almost zilch. And because of wokeism in the military, ladies and gentlemen, because of having that wokeism mentality, we're finding that the military is being depleted. Those that are being recruited, only those that are of the woke mentality, that is, you embrace the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. You're willing to use pronouns that are irresponsible and not logical at all. You're willing to simply believe the lie of wokeism and what's being perpetrated on society today. I'm looking at an article that says, Merchant Marine Academy caves to 24 complainers on removal of Jesus painting. Ladies and gentlemen, wokeism says there's no place for spirituality. Wokeism says there's no place for Christianity. Wokeism says there's no place for the Christian flag. Wokeism says there's no place for Christianity. Wokeism says that you cannot pray in Jesus' name. Wokeism, as it is known today as the nation's religion, wokeism says that you cannot have painting about Jesus or of Jesus. I'm looking at this article. Headline again, I read, Merchants Marine Academy caves to 24 complainers on removal of Jesus painting. Anti-Christian liberals have won this round of the U.S. Merchants Marine Academy, which dismissed the desire of thousands of religious faithfuls. The Academy recently bowed to the left-wing wokeism pressure and agreed to remove a painting of Jesus Christ from one of its most prominent conference rooms. As the Free Press reported last week, the painting, Christ on the Water, has hung on the Academy wall for 75 years. This article further states, the artwork depicts Jesus with his arms outstretched in front of a lifeboat filled with the merchant sailors lost at sea during the war. The Washington Times reported Monday, however, that the historic painting will be relocated to the Academy's chapel. Ladies and gentlemen, wokeism is where you go into an institution, like in this academy, and demand that a painting of Jesus be removed. Demand that a painting of Jesus cannot be seen. Demand that a painting of Jesus must come off the walls. And wokeism, and the bowing to wokeism, says, yes, sir, we'll do what you say. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe it's time that we as Christians, as conservatives, take the position, as the Apostle Paul in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, that we'll put on the whole armor of God. And in the 13th verse of Ephesians chapter 6, having done all, stand. And in the text, ladies and gentlemen, that simply means after we put on the whole armor of God, we don't run, we don't bow, we don't bend, we don't close, lock up the church doors, we do not take the pictures of Jesus down, we do not remove prayer from the public arena, we just simply dig in our heels and say, no, we're going to stand for truth. But ladies and gentlemen, this bowing to wokeism, this bowing to the religion of wokeism, is undermining the foundation of our nation. And the scripture is very clear in Psalms 11:3. If the foundation is to be destroyed, what can the righteous do? I tell you what the righteous can do. We can pray and ask God to remove some of the wokeness in America. We can pray and ask God to change our governmental authority and their leadership. We can ask God to place someone else in office that will be the leader that pleases God in the United States of America. But wokeism says that all of these things must go. In wokeism, you must use the right pronouns, even though they're the wrong pronouns. You must be willing to bow and bend to wokeism and the religion of wokeism and be obedient to that, or lose your stripes as a military person, or lose your position as a military person, or lose anything that's called military benefits. Ladies and gentlemen, the military is now woke, recruiting only those of the LGBTQ and the transgender groups. All military must take diversity training today to make sure that they're woke, to make sure that they learn the new required pronouns. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd rather have a person that can aim his weapon at the enemy and have what would be called on-target shooting than to have one that's going to have the wrong pronouns that's considered to be right pronouns. But that's permeating. Ladies and gentlemen, our military today as never before. In fact, it's not just permeating the military. It is absolutely permeating our hospitals today, the doctors, and everything to do with the medical care in society today. We're watching wokeism as it has never been before. In fact, that's a relatively new term. I would simply call it we're watching the rage of the LGBTQ sodomite agenda that's being embraced by every part of society today that allows our boys and our girls and our grandkids in school, all the way from kindergarten through grad school, being confronted with that which is illegal and wrong. In fact, here's an article that says, showering with a female who has male genitalia, Army pulls trigger on response. Transgender soldiers will be held to the same standard as personnel who serve in their own sex and use the same facilities, including showers, according to the Army training material first revealed in the Wall Street Journal. The U.S. Army has prepared extensive guidelines for how to integrate transgender soldiers into the ranks, including instructions for group showers and how to respond to pregnant men, newly revealed training document shows. Ladies and gentlemen, if that's not idiocy, then nothing is. I believe what we're watching today, ladies and gentlemen, is the whole system becoming useful idiots for the socialist, Marxist, communist agenda to destroy the Constitutional Republic and our nation as we know it today. We're on the fast track for undermining and destroying our foundations, ladies and gentlemen. And I don't know about you, but I'm concerned about it. Let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. If you're listening by way of online, it's 904-831-0917, 831-0917. By the way, let me just take a little break from our theme and thesis and what we're talking about today. And I'll remind you several times during the balance of this broadcast today. On tomorrow's broadcast, we will have it will be our honor to have a guest speaker, Jeff Childers. Jeff Childers is an attorney residing out of Gainesville, Florida. Jeff is the attorney that has handled several COVID cases, cases against hospitals that mistreated COVID patients while the family members sat back and were locked out. Jeff Childers was part of the team with Governor Ron DeSantis that handled the Disney wokeness in the case against Disneyland in the state of Florida. Jeff Childers will be answering your questions about the subject we'll deal with tomorrow. After COVID, what? After we've experienced the, quote, pandemic, what? What started it? What was the cause of it? What is the result? What are the results? What can a Christian do? What can a conservative do? What should we do if we have been harmed and damaged and we've had family members that's been maligned and or killed as a result of it? What are the recourses? We'll talk about that and a whole litany of other subjects and questions that's all surrounding the COVID pandemic on tomorrow's broadcast with Attorney Jeff Childers. So remind your friends, relatives, neighbors, and acquaintances to pick up the phone tomorrow, dial in, ask Jeff the questions. I believe it's a wonderful forum, wonderful opportunity for us to have questions asked that otherwise we will not have answers to going forward after the fiasco, the devastation to our lives, to our health, to our nation, to our churches, in relationship to the COVID lockdown, the COVID lie, with multitudes, in fact, around the globe, millions having been murdered, sterilized, or paralyzed as a result of the COVID jab. Jeff Childers, attorney, will answer those questions for us tomorrow. So let me remind you to tune in tomorrow's broadcast and ask those questions. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that says pro-life doctors speak out after being banned from a conference. Dr. Christina Francis, a practicing OBGYN and CEO-elect of the American Association of Pro-Life OBGYN, better known as AAPLOG, is speaking out after the organization was recently banned from participating in an annual educational conference hosted by the pro-abortion American College Obstetricians and Gynecologists. Francis said the group was told that it had been banned from the conference after it had already arrived in Maryland to attend the conference. And ladies and gentlemen, the whole problem is the reason they were banned is because they're pro-life, pro-life doctors. Again, we're talking about asking the question today, can or will the church survive and will America survive? Can we survive the religion of wokeism in our nation today? That's the question. Love to have you join in the dialogue and discussion. The telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Wokeism, the religion of wokeism, has literally permeated every area, every aspect of society today. It's permeated our military. Today, at this very moment, we are not sufficiently strengthened. We're not sufficiently strong enough militarily to fend off an enemy. If China were to attack Taiwan, if Russia were to have a further aggression that would require boots on the streets with military from America, we'd be in a horrible condition to defend more than one front at the time, if that. Hospitals, ladies and gentlemen, the medical association, the medical groups, the hospitals, the medical associations are totally woke today. If you're not woke, you're not treated in many of our hospitals today and the Association of Medical Doctors today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about this for the balance of the broadcast. Let me remind you, right after the top of the hour news, you're invited to call 831-0917. Want to hear from me. Do you believe that the religion of wokeism will undermine and destroy the churches in America? Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
With Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.